The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Is sponsored by Burger King, CFAL, Commonwealth Bank, Fidelity Bank Bahamas, the Fincastle Media Group, J.S. Johnson, Marco's Pizza, NUA Insurance Agents and Brokers, Polly's Playhouse, and Ron's Electric Motors.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Revolution here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. I was actually going to broadcast from the studio today, which is going to be a bit tricky since I got Simeon Hall coming in for a bit after the 1 o'clock break. Simeon Hall Jr., chef there. He had a Mother's Day event. He's having a Father's Day event coming up. Father's Day event. He says tickets not going as fast. So the Mother's Day event, I guess a lot of, well, men cook. Like back, men used to cook back in the day. Like this thing now, well, none of y'all could cook now, but men used to cook too. Like usually, you know, the grill or something hardcore like that. But I guess women are more interested in like the classes, but I'm going to go and we'll talk about what's going to be going on with that so that you can sign up or give a gift to someone you know and you can step up your game. He like elevated a lot of ladies' stewfish game with the last masterclass that he did. And I got to tell you, I just kind of picked up on his stewfish game from him coming on the show. And my wife just did what he was saying to do without a masterclass. And she, her stewfish game, top five, Nassau. I'm going to be real with you. You want to keep your man home? Learn how to make a good stew. Well, I don't know your man. He might just not won't be around you. But I ain't got to go nowhere else for stew fish right up and now. I can tell you that, you know, if she's up for cooking it. And she stepped her game up tremendous. All right. Stew fish was never my thing as far as being able to cook it. But I do like it. I like it a lot. Me and Minnis. Stew fish aficionados. All right. So we got to talk to him and we'll see what's going on. We got the masterclass going on. Coming up for Father's Day. Father's Day is next month. My kids are very excited about it. I don't understand why. I think they just look forward to like occasions and they're just happy about that. Okay, let's do some discussion about what's in the news. There's some immediate things here in the news, and then there's something that we kind of need to talk about that's looming large. Firstly, it's one of my friends saying he could school the chef. You know, you never know. Sound like a challenge. All right. A couple of things. Firstly, I'm reading this today. So there's been a story going around about reportedly JoBeth Colby Davis got into some sort of alleged altercation. I guess I want to be careful. With a police officer. She was trying to get through a checkpoint, allegedly, during the Carnival Road March when they claimed she was trying to get through the checkpoint and the officer didn't let her, and then she just kept going to the officer and everything like that, and they're claiming he got knocked down. I don't know. I haven't been able to confirm any of it. I did hear a lot of, I saw some people sending out some voice notes. I saw people sending out some text messages about what reportedly went down. So, you know, I've learned not to really dismiss anything that I hear out of hand unless it's, you know, beyond the limits of the physical universe, right? So what, and I get it, like, you know, it's exciting. JoBeth Colby Davis allegedly got into it with a police officer, and now the PLP looks crazy. I can't play your game with you, But I can't play your little petty politics game with you. But I'll say this. If you do have a cabinet minister getting into it with a police officer, that is newsworthy. And that is noteworthy. I don't know what happened. JoBeth Colby-Davis today saying she didn't knock anyone down. And Eyewitness News, looks like they spoke to her a little more extensively. She told them that she experienced some hostility from an officer when she attempted to park. So she remained calm and simply spoke to a colleague about the matter. I understand the colleague's Wayne Monroe, Minister of National Security. All right. That's my understanding of it. I don't know what went down. I don't know what happened. All right. People have sent me messages, videos, etc. But I didn't see anybody get knocked down. But she's claiming it didn't go down like that. All right. So they got memes now. So she told the officer, "Do you know who I am?" I've done that before. Sounds pretentious, but sometimes you gotta feel like, you know me? Like, oh, I don't even have to do that no more. People do that to me. I be trying to keep in the cut. Like, I haven't had a haircut in like 2 months. I wear my mask out. I haven't shaved properly in like a month. People go, "McCartney?" I go, "God, what? How you know it's me?" And then they expect me to know it's them. You got a mask on, player? I don't live with you. I'm intimately familiar with the contours of your face and your haircut. I don't know. Then they pull the mask down. They go, "Hey, what's that?" I go, "Hey, I can't see through no mask. I don't know. You, in your head, you're sitting there with a mask on going, everyone knows it's me. It's clearly, I'm perfectly recognizable through the mask." No, nobody does. Not me. I don't know you like that. Yeah. Now, traffic can be upsetting because I was on the way to the studio today because I'm finally testing fully COVID negative, right? And I'm on the way to the studio and Shirley Street's just a mess. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if it's the mailboat or whatever. It's a Tuesday. That may be the case, but it's basically impassable, you know? And once you get clogged up at Shirley Street there, it starts, Mackey Street starts getting clogged up, et cetera. There's not enough veins that go through until you get to, say, like Hawkins Hill. But I was in traffic and sitting there, you know, for like 20 minutes, hardly moving. And then I hear the, you know, the horn behind me. Right? And so it's the police. And I'm like, "Man, y'all ain't got nowhere to go. You just don't want to sit in traffic. Come on. Are you fighting crime?" And I hate to be like that because maybe they are fighting crime. Maybe they're going to go save an old lady or something like that. I'm like, "Y'all just don't want to sit in traffic. Come on." I didn't see where they were. I don't know what the emergency was today, but I don't all know what goes on around here. But you got to give the police benefit of that. So you can be frustrated. And you can be frustrated by police too when, you know, you want to like comply with what the police are saying. But oftentimes you're very busy and you are not as polite as you would mean to come off because you're sometimes distracted. All right. So I get that often too. Yeah. Well, actually, I get a lot of unreasonable expectation. Like I'm just supposed to walk around here rattling off pleasantries. All you do that. You're zippity doo dying all day, like smiling and tipping your hat at everybody. Y'all don't do that. But if I don't do it, they're all, oh, he's a terrible human being. I am actually usually very polite, but I mean, you know, nobody's on all the time. But anyway, you know, it happens. Sometimes you get frustrated, particularly you're going somewhere. I don't know where JoBeth Colby was going. Maybe she was going to like help build a house. I don't know. But she says that she didn't knock anybody down, which is interesting. All right. I want to talk about something else real quick. Because as interesting as that is with JoBeth Colby, she is denying it. And I don't have any like documentary evidence to say that, you know, XYZ did happen. But she's denying it happened. Now, there's another thing going on. I'm not going to lie to you. To me, is much more interesting than the JoBeth Colby Davis allegation. All right. And, you know, nobody said she shot anybody. They just said that she, you know, hit an officer with her car. And she's denying it. All right. Now, beyond that, I want to talk. There's something that Pia Glover-Roll said today, which is disconcerting. And I'd like to know what's going on. So Pia Glover-Roll says, finance officers in the public service overpaid themselves by $4 million. Okay, so I have, in my lifetime, never heard of anything like that. How does that work? Finance officers overpaid themselves by $4 million without proper approval. How does that happen? She says, an internal audit was conducted, and there are some gaps in the controls when it comes to the finance officers. What has happened is those finance officers have adjusted the system to ensure that their pay rates were increased based on an approval that they have gotten and that we have not in the public service had any vision of. So basically, normal government procedure in terms of adjusting the pay scales was not observed. This resulted in an overpayment of $4 million plus by that same scale of employees, where the system would have been adjusted in their favor without the proper government procedures. Okay, I don't understand what Pia Glover-Roll is saying. You're saying finance officers throughout the public service adjusted the system based on an approval they have gotten, but we have not in the public service had any vision of. So I'm trying to figure out what exactly it is that you're saying. You're saying that they adjusted the system to ensure their pay rates were increased based on an approval they'd gotten. Okay, so you're saying they got an approval, but you're saying that we've not in the public service had any vision of this approval. So who did they get an approval from? They couldn't approve it themselves. I would venture a guess that that would have to come from someone in the Ministry of Finance or the Minister of the Public Service. Who'd they get an approval from? They got an approval. It's based on an approval. Okay, let's slow down. What approval that we've not in the public service had any vision of? So how do you know they had an approval if you hadn't seen it? How are you saying they did that based on an approval? Because I'm not trying to hate on no government worker, but I'm going to call the cops. If you're talking about someone approve your own pay scale, your own pay raise, but yet no one in the public service had any vision of it. So where did this approval come from? Who had vision of it? Just the finance officers? Who told them this? You're going to have to slow down for me, Pia Glover-Roll. I don't understand what you're talking about. I'll be real with you. Because in my mind, you're saying that there's some approval that you've never seen that they increase their own pay based on that approval. It doesn't make any sense. So normal government procedure in terms of adjusting the pay scales was not observed. What's normal government procedure and what happened here? So you did an audit and realized that they, you claim, are overpaid by $4 million. Yet you're telling us that that's based on an approval, just not an approval that you've seen. What are you saying? It's either they were approved to do it or not. Okay? Either someone approved it, they can't approve their own pay raise. Either someone approved it or not. It's not an approval that you've not had any vision of. That doesn't make any sense. It's either approved or it's not approved. Now, you're saying it's not approved. So explain it to me. You're saying that This resulted in an overpayment of $4 million plus by that same scale of employees, where the system would have been adjusted in their favor without the proper government procedures. She, listen, y'all got to go get her back when she come out of cabinet, okay? Or show me this audit that she's talking about. Because what you're saying to me doesn't make any sense, okay? I mean, I know you want it to make sense, but what you're saying makes no sense. How do you, who approved them? What would have led these people to believe that they had permission to approve their own pay raise? Because I can't do that. But firstly, it's not even possible for me to do that. How do people control their own pay? I guess if you had people in the accounts department, they do control their own pay. There should be checks and balances for that, though. $4 million. This don't make no sense to me, Pia Glover Roll, okay? At all, what you're saying. And I'm not going to try to force it. You're the minister. You need to be clear. How do finance officers still have their jobs if they gave themselves a pay raise without approval? Because that's fraud, what you're saying. Okay? What you're describing is fraud. I can't go in and adjust my own salary scale based on some approval. You claim no one in the public service had any vision of. But how did it happen? How does no one in the public service have vision of approval? It don't make no sense. I'm sorry. It doesn't make sense. I'm not going to force it. You're going to have to explain that better to me, Pia Glover Roll, because what it sounds like you're saying is that a lot of finance officers in the public service engaged in fraud. She said the normal policy of overpayment is recovery. The audit has revealed some gaps in terms of controls, and the policy is to recover. We have found some things as a result of the audit that were done wrong, and I'm sure consequences will follow. Yeah, I got you. I'm going to need to see the audit because you're not explaining this to me to my satisfaction. All right. So show me the audit rather than you tell me their pay rates were based on an approval that they've gotten and we have not in the public service had any vision of. I don't understand that at all. I'm so sorry. I know you want it to be one way, like, it's terrible. How could they do that? But you got to explain it to me. How did they have an approval, but you just didn't see the approval? That doesn't make any sense. Now, Kimsley Ferguson, he's out here railing against the government. And he's claiming that they're not getting a resolution to their issues. And he's also complaining that the PLP said they would work with the union. So great, X, Y, Z. All right. So you're going to have to run that up with Keith Bell. And go from there. And he says there are ongoing concerns of finance and accounting officers over promotions and allowances. Is this the $4 million that we're talking about? Is outstanding promotions and is this what Pia Glover's talking about? And where's the part where they took it upon themselves to do that? Two longstanding concerns. One is the public finance and accounting officers. And the next one is court reporters. All right, court reporter situation, I get that. This with the $4 million, somebody needs to explain that to me. Y'all keep throwing numbers out here at me, millions of dollars, and I'm supposed to go, oh, no, that doesn't make any sense to me. Then get rid of them all. If they're manufacturing approvals that you say the public service, how the public service don't see an approval that the public service officers, who must know they need approval to do such a thing, how do you not see the approval that they based what they did off of? Anyway, that doesn't make any sense to me, Pia Glover Roll, okay? And you're going to have to recraft that entire thing When she gets out of cabinet, should be shortly. Maybe someone could call her and ask her to clarify, because that doesn't make any logical sense, what she's saying. And I know what you're going to go, oh, you're misogynist because she's a woman. No, she just ain't making sense. Okay? It can be they adjusted their own pay based on an approval. It's either it's approved or not. And yet you say you, no one in the public service saw this approval. No one? Not none of the permanent secretaries? No one saw it? Not you? The Minister of State for the Public Service? Not Fred Mitchell, who's in charge of the public service? What went down? Help me out. Either it was approved or not. I don't know if you have the authority to approve no increase. That sounds like the financial secretary or the Minister of Finance type thing to me. And now you're going to recover the overpayment. I got you. All right. Well, you know, you did the audit. So y'all could call the police the same time. Because this sounds like darkness. You haven't properly explained it. But just, you know, as a backup, get the police involved. Yeah? I would say let's do that. I'm not accusing anyone of committing a crime. But y'all got to sort out this $4 million. That's plenty of money. I know I used to throw in numbers around like, it ain't no thing, but that's plenty of money. And y'all are paying y'all self money. All right, we got to go to a break. We'll be back. Stay tuned. We'll be back on the other side.
Every day, like a birthday, with Marco's Pizza Carryout Special. Spend less and get more with our large one-topping pizza for only $10.50. Yes, one topping of your choice, served on our fresh dough, fresh cheese, and signature sauce. Every single day for only $10.50. Marco's Pizza, where every day something special happens. Every store, every day, the Italian way.
Children are a blessing and should be treated with love and care. They deserve safe, stable, and nurturing relationships, a supportive family environment, and positive social networks. Mothers, fathers, teachers, aunties, uncles, neighbors, Bahamas, let's do our part to stop the physical, sexual, and mental abuse of our children. Make the calls, file the reports, save precious lives. Let's join hands and hearts and say no more to child abuse. This message was brought to you by CFAL, growing wealth for future generations.
Stand on Bahamas, it's your boy, Sawyer Boy. COVID is clearly unpredictable. It doesn't matter how young you are, how old you are. I'm young, and it still put a beating on me. I had no other option but to go to the hospital. I remember the doctor telling me if I had waited one more day, I wasn't gonna come inside here alive. You don't wanna be in the same position that I was in. Vaccines may not stop you from getting COVID, but it can stop you from getting COVID the way I had COVID. You don't want that way.
You do coffee your way.
Double shot, decaf, cappuccino.
Light roast, Colombian, no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
Five-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online.
Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch. For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance agents and brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
At Ron's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators, and the generator's back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them 242-356-0249.
I used to think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem. Just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller. until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Will McCartney. Good to have you with us. Okay, so somebody who's very familiar with the public service gave me a call just now and explained to me a lot better what Pia Gleyberol is supposed to be saying. She didn't explain it as well as this person did, but I guess maybe she's so intimate with the process that she figures that explanation is good enough for the general public. It ain't good enough for me because I really am not aware of the inner workings of what happened. And in any event, what they explained to me is that first you have to have a post to fill, all right? Then you have to get financial approval and the budget to make sure that there's money for that post in the public service. And the budget would be approved by finance, and then it goes to the Public Service Commission, and then it comes back, and after they get all the permissions, then they can do the salary increase. And if you have a career path change in order to get you more money, then the process is also more complex. So what appears happened is that finance officers who work for the Ministry of Finance, who are posted throughout the public service, saw financial approval, but didn't have public service approval for that increase to take effect. And so I maintain there needs to be disciplinary measures. Because as far as I'm aware, these are the only people in the public service who can do this. And they did it for themselves, which is an issue. All right. So I do think Pia Gleyberol should have done a better job of explaining this. The way that they explained it to me, and I probably didn't do a very good job of explaining it to you, it makes sense that there's a part of the approval process that went through, but it wasn't a complete process, and the finance officers short-circuited the process, as far as my understanding is concerned, of what Pia Gleyberol is trying to say. Now, if that's the case, then you got to have some serious discussions with the finance officers in the public service, because that's a heavy charge that you went and adjusted your own salary without proper approval. Yeah, she's going to have to, I'd like to see the audit. And the person who was familiar with the public service, they explained it well to me. But this is still a problem, okay? Whether they had approval from the Ministry of Finance, but not approval from the Public Service Commission, it really doesn't make sense that they would just put the increase through on their own. I don't know why they would do that. And it's a problem. All right. Okay. Now let me read some of your text messages. Yeah, she needed to explain that a little better for layman. I think I get it now. But how she explained it, it didn't make sense to me. It says, Juan, you sound like one of these people who can't tell Clark Kent is Superman with the mask. It says, hi, Juan. So Joe Beth Colby, call Wayne to overrule the police. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what happened with Joe Beth Colby. If she's, I don't have no documentary evidence or no witness account or the police. I don't know. If I had that, then we could explore it further, but she's telling me it didn't happen. She's telling our reporters it didn't happen. says, I'm not sorry for these unions that allowed the PLP to hijack and use them as pawns to win the previous election in Bahamian terms. That's good for them. This says, Juan, Minister Glover Rolls, is it making any sense? Was there a cartel of finance officers who were able to bypass the approvals required by the permanent secretary, the financial secretary, and the chief financial officer for the treasury to remit the funds? No payment is sent from the treasury without the treasurer's approval. That I can buy, but I don't know. I don't know what happened. That's a problem that she's outlining, a serious one. I need more clarity. As I told Dwight how I'm suing William and Kate because they do that to me, run up behind me blowing horn because their line was moving too slow. I want pain and suffering, and I almost knocked someone down trying to find a sidewalk to crawl up on. Dwight said, I should ask for $600K. What do you think? Oh, no, I don't think you're going to get anything. I don't know. You're going to catch up with them. This says, I'm guessing she meant allegedly. Menace tell them they could get a $1,000 raise, but the Public Service Commission had no knowledge of it. Public Service Commission is government HR. Right. Okay. So just in our little operation, you can recommend someone get a promotion, right? Or a raise. And they look at the budget and they go, we have money for it or we don't. Right. And then you got to write to HR. Then HR will hit the financial controller. Financial controller will say you're Nate. And HR will go send an email to accounts, and then they make you sign a letter, and then it go from there. So just in our little operation, it's not just a straightforward thing. I could give myself a raise. This says they didn't do it for themselves. It went through all the right processing, but not according to Pia Glover. Not according to the minister. So sorry. Juan, if this was the private sector, that's automatic termination. For government, you keep your job. Unbelievable, Juan. PM may have said that to knock off the Jobeth situation. LOL, cabinet's working to defuse this. It says, the Bahamian public want to see the audit that Pia Glover was talking about. It says, to put up your salary without approval is teething. I mean, it sounds like the person who's familiar with the public service explained it to me. However, I would imagine that the financial officers in the public service would be just as knowledgeable about what should occur because they would be the one processing the increases for other employees of the public service. Yet they're processing their own increase. It's nonsense. And if that's the case, there's a serious fall down going on. All right. We want the audit. All right. I want to see the audit. I want to go look at it and examine it for myself to understand what's happening. That's what I want to know. All right. Now, one more issue. That I want to discuss before we go to a break. The Ministry of Health says it is not going to recommend lifting the mask mandate. I'm not crazy about the mask, but I can live with the mask a little longer. There is a new wave of COVID going down, and it could be problematic. I bounced back well from COVID. My entire family did. Dr. Pinto talks about all this other stuff going on with your equipment. I haven't experienced any of that, not to give you too much information, but I'm fine. All right. I don't mind wearing the mask. I don't love it. But if that's what you feel is necessary to keep in place for us to have the other freedoms, for lack of a better word, that we have, then I don't have a problem with that. All right. So I'm just very interested in making sure that schools remain open as long as possible, that the kids are able to take their exams. We're already gone up on the health watch, but I don't know that anyone pays really too careful attention to that at this point in time, except like maybe corporations, where there's group business or whatever like that. So that's fine. All right. You can keep the mask mandate in place for now. It's uncomfortable during the summer, but it really isn't like a situation where I'm going to freak out about it. All right. Now, y'all were telling me about monkeypox, right? So, and I'm not buying the hype. First of all, there's a monkeypox vaccine. I didn't know monkeypox was a thing to be around long enough to have a vaccine. But y'all are also telling me that monkeypox is just out here in the atmosphere, and we all should. I'm going to be careful how I say this. All right. I only got a couple minutes. I'm going to be careful how I say this because I'm very conscious of being tolerant. Okay. So here's what's happening, and here's where the problem I see can come in with y'all. Okay. So apparently, monkeypox, according to the World Health Organization, was spread among gay and bisexual men at two raves held in Spain and Belgium. Like a rave's like a big party, right? A leading advisor to the World Health Organization described the unprecedented outbreak of the rare disease monkeypox in developed countries as a random event that might be explained by sexual or close physical contact at two mass events in Europe. Okay, I'm gonna go out on a limb here and say that they don't want to admit that men having sex with men apparently is the cause of the rise in monkeypox numbers. 2 years ago, if you told me we'd be here talking about monkeypox and gay sex, I would have said not a chance. But, you know, it's been a weird 2 years. It says we know monkeypox can spread where there's close contact with the lesions of someone who's infected. And it looks like sexual contact has now amplified that transmission. I mean, you got to go to the rave that bad? The monkeypox ain't slow you down at all? You got lesions? Anyway, monkeypox appears to be something that's going around sexually transmitted from men having sex with men. So if you're a man having sex with men, you know, look out for monkeypox. There's a vaccine. I don't even know what's happening anymore. Anyway, if that's how you catch monkeypox, then I'm good. It ain't gonna happen to me. But you know, they don't want to box it in as a gay thing or men having sex with men thing. But that appears to be what's going on. Anyway, we're going to take a break. We'll be back with Simeon Hall for a bit on the other side of the break. I'm going to try to find out more clarity about what happened in the public survey. This is alarming to me. That there's, because they had to collude to do it. We got to call Kimberly Ferguson, see what he's talking about. But we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Wait, why you look so mashed up, like clothes at the washer?
No, wait, just a hard day, wait.
Hard day? What happened? The breakfast lady ran out of tuna and gritsy.
We need to start joking about everything, you know. This serious, boy. This real serious, boy.
Wait, what's serious? Tell me.
All right, well, today, boss gave us boy one big, big contract. And nobody else get a chance and nobody say nothing.
Boy, you know that ain't right. You know government contracts ain't supposed to go that way.
Yeah, but nobody's saying nothing. Boss man just tell people to sign the papers. Then he sent me to meet his boy downtown and collect this envelope.
You need to tell somebody. You need to become a whistleblower.
You know I's a real man, but I never blow no whistle. I be drunk all my life and junk, you know.
No way. A whistleblower is someone who tells people what they see when they see something wrong happening at work.
But I ain't no whistleblower, and I ain't no snitch. I still wait there, you know.
But ain't nobody gonna know it's you. All you gotta do is call Crime Stoppers, or you could text them from inside the Crack Crime Bahamas app. They don't ask about you, and your call goes straight through to Miami, so nobody know you is. And if you text, your message get mixed up like Kong Salad.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
You do coffee your way. Double shot decaf, cappuccino.
Light roast, Colombian, no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
Five-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online.
Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch. For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance agents and brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Burger King Nassau is bringing you the delicious taste of Philly cheese in three mouth-watering varieties. Enjoy the great taste of Philly cheese with your choice of flame-grilled beef, crispy chicken, or try out BK's plant-based beef version. BK's Philly cheese has all the fixings you love, including lots of melted cheese, caramelized onions, bell peppers, and mushrooms on a sesame seed hoagie bun. Try the new Philly cheese as a combo or as part of the King's Feast at any of BK's seven locations. Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. We're talking several issues. We're going to circle back to the public service thing. That still is perplexing to me. I admittedly do not understand all the intricacies of the public service promotion process. Not even close. But this sounds incredibly strange to me. All right. But before we do that, we're going to be talking with Chef Simeon Hall Jr. for a little while about the recent masterclass that happened. And we're going to talk about the masterclass that's coming up. Chef, we're doing a new thing. You're in the studio. I'm at home.
Yep, yep.
But you can hear me.
I can hear you very well.
Okay, excellent. So you sound majestic, man. And when I can't see you, you know what I mean? You got a good radio voice.
Oh, boy, I tell you.
Hope all is well. I don't have any more COVID. We were supposed to link last week, but I just, you know, the COVID was still sticking around. But I don't have any more COVID. So we're going to link in studio on Friday.
Yes, I'm so excited about that.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. I got a lot of stuff I want to go through. Now, let's talk about the masterclass. The masterclass was for, it was like a Mother's, it wasn't on Mother's Day.
No, it was the Saturday before Mother's Day.
Right, correct.
Right.
Now, I saw some stew fish action going on. And yep. You're doing the Lord's work because it's rough out here. A lot of people ain't going to get a husband. I might as well. Anyway, how did it go at the masterclass?
Well, you know, first and foremost, thanks again for having me, as always. Thanks, Bahamas. And thanks to everybody who supported us. It went amazing. It was so much fun. It was fellowship with food. It was training. It was so many prizes and giveaways, so much so that we have to do it again. And but that one has literally become the inaugural class for a series that we're now putting together. Mm-hmm. And so Bahama and all of the people in the kitchen at Bahama, which is an amazing space, we've partnered with them and we've begun what we believe will definitely be a series. Mm-hmm. And so now we're going to not the Saturday before Father's Day, but the Saturday before that, which is the 11th, mm-hmm. we're having a master class geared towards men and right. baking. And so, yep, breads and Johnny cake and all these other stuff. I haven't really finalized what we're going to make because I'm so in the moment. I wait until, you know, the universe speaks to me to create the kind of itinerary for the day. But it's definitely going right. to be amazing as well. And we're super super excited because, you know, one, I think men in the kitchen is a very powerful image and statement. I know we live in a time when you can't say male and female as much, but I still believe in that. I still have a little bit of bias, obviously, for, you know, Father's Day. But, you know, we're still creeping along unapologetically. I know, you know, Father's Day doesn't usually get the majestic pomp and pageantry that Mother's Day does, but fathers still count.
No.
And so I'm Absolutely. Here to remind everybody, one, that we still have tickets, and two, that we are super, super excited for this version of the class, which is going to be similar, but at the same time different from what we did right. from the Mother's Day class.
Well, I saw with Mother's Day, you did a traditional Bahamian dish, and but it's just stew fish, and you put your spin on it.
Yeah.
Now I need something that's gonna make me like stand out, so I can be like, I went to Chef Hall's master class.
Right.
And I make the meanest rolls on the planet.
Oh yeah, but that's what's going to happen. I mean, right. don't forget, you know, I'm if I couldn't be a overall chef, I always thought that I would be a baker. So I love bread, I love bacon, I love that part and genre of the kitchen. So I'm moved by that. One of the things that definitely has kind of inspired me is, I don't know if you know this or remember this, but the white chocolate bread that used to be by Club Med or Club, was it Club Med or PI? Do you remember that?
I remember the white chocolate bread. That was from the 80s, eh?
That was way back in the day. And so, you know, those are hints. We're definitely mm-hmm. going okay. to do some amazing work. And I'm super, super excited to see what this class is going to be like. One, as you know, I've asked you to be one of my honorary guests.
Absolutely.
So people who love and support Juan, come and check Juan out. And we have some other Bahamian celebrities that are going to be in the mix as well. And all I can say is that week is a big birthday week. That's all I can say.
Well, that's excellent. All right. So, because what I'm trying to figure out is some of the things that we lost. Like you have to search high and low for some of the traditional Bahamian like desserts, pastries.
Yeah.
There was a bakery off of Collins Avenue called Centerville Bakery,
right?
And I'm not lying to you. Centerville Bakery made the best donuts in the Bahamas, as far as I'm concerned.
Right.
And when Centerville Bakery closed a few years ago, that's lost. I can't find the people who owned it. I can't find any recipes from it. It's just totally gone.
Yeah. And so, you know, but mind you, Juan, there's some people coming back into the baking scene here in the Bahamas, one of our sponsors and some of the chefs that I know are definitely doing a tremendous job with pastries and baking here in the Bahamas now. And I'll definitely allude and drop more information about that on Friday. But I can tell you this is going to be amazing. And I wanted to do something that was totally different. Everybody expects and probably pushes, you know, grilling and crab and rice and all those other stuff that you would normally get. However, I still believe, you know, men in the kitchen baking bread, men in the kitchen making cakes, etc. That's amazing to me. And so I'm encouraged to know that even though we've had a slow start, I'm more than sure that by Friday, all of the tickets will be gone, and I'm going to be giving away one final ticket on Friday as well.
Excellent. Well, we'll talk about it on Friday. What I find, though, is that there seems to be this kind of dichotomy going on with men and women in terms of the culinary arts, right? So the conventional wisdom is the woman's going to be in the kitchen cooking, right? Dinner for the family. But when you go to the restaurant, the female chefs are few and far between. The men are usually dominant in the actual professional culinary service industry. Why do you think that seems to be the case?
Well, yes and no, Juan. I'm doing some work, or was doing some work, in the kitchen just this week, and everybody in the kitchen was female. I'm doing some work with a couple of companies, and the majority are female, including the leaders, including the owner in this case as well. Wow. So, yes and no. One of my favorite bakeries here in the Bahamas is called Bakehouse. They just changed locations. They were actually one of my write-ups in the Bon Appetit piece that I did. And that's owned and primarily operated by females.
Right, and they do the cookies.
They do, yeah, they do the donuts. They now do laminated dough, which is croissants and stuff like that from scratch. They're the only ones that I know on the island that do it from scratch. And they're doing an amazing job. In fact, it's in my neighborhood once, so I go there, like, I would say maybe 4 or 5 times a week.
It used to be by IncuDesk, right?
Yes, but they've expanded now. The business is growing. As you know, IncuDesk is designed to be a starter. Mm-hmm. And so they've grown that, and she's combined with her husband, who does the ice cream. And so they have an ice cream parlor and a bakery in the same store.
Really?
And they do an amazing job. That's another place we have to go and check out one. You know, one of these days we should take the Friday show on the road and go and check out spots as we drive around town and just, you know, go live from each location. Probably hit up 5 locations, and I guarantee you I'd get you to eat some amazing food, including some sort of sauce you don't usually eat.
Yeah, I own a chicken. That's about it.
Yeah, so. But you're going to have to be exploratory if you're with me. All right. So I think we should definitely do that. And
Let's take it on the road.
Take it on the road. Maybe that could be a prize. Yeah, that sounds amazing. Maybe that becomes one of the prizes for the masterclass. That the person joins Juan and Chef on the road. And we do the whole film crew and the radio and the whole 9 yards. And we go around New Providence exploring and tasting food.
That sounds like a capital idea. All right. So tell us how we can check out the tickets for the masterclass.
Okay, so you can go on any of my platforms. But primarily, if you just go to SimeonHallJr.com. The links are there. And you could just go, it's an Eventbrite ticket. So you just click on the link, click on Eventbrite, and you can purchase your tickets. It's a very small class. They're only it's only designed for 16 people. So the tickets are limited, but we still do have a few available.
Okay. But they got to get them now if they're trying to get it.
Yeah. This is the time to get it. This ain't the time to contemplate and, you know, if you love your daddy... Or if your daddy loves to bake, or if you know a man that loves to bake, or if you want to crash the glass, come, you know. Me and Juan, we believe in equal opportunity, right, Juan?
Absolutely. I know, and I'm trying to step up my skills and learn some stuff as well.
Exactly, and Juan will be in the building and some other Bahamian male figures that I'm sure everybody will be happy to engage with. And the classes are usually very hilarious. They're going to be fun. And on top of that, you eat during the class because I'm going to be giving you some food that we prepare live on location as well. So it's not all just right. all, you know, dreary break bacon and it's a dry class. Not at all. Ask the ladies, gents, and they'll tell you how amazing it was.
Excellent. Well, that's going to be a great class. I'm looking forward to it. I'm also looking forward to going on the road. And we'll be talking Bahamian food and culture on Friday.
Yeah.
Revolution. All right. We'll be in studio together. I'm COVID negative. I'm no longer a present threat to others. And I can go around normal humans now.
Awesome.
Chef,
thank you so much.
My brother.
Yeah, for sure. I'll see you on Friday and good afternoon, Bahamas.
All right. We'll do it then.
All right.
Chef Simeon Hall Jr., everybody. Just a little preview to remind you that the masterclass is coming up for men. The one for women was great. I saw a lot of the pictures, really looked outstanding. And we're going to be giving away a ticket too, I think this Friday. And that's going to be on the 11th, which is the week before Father's Day. So the 11th at Baja Mar. All right. And there you go. White chocolate bread. I remember that. There used to be so many different things. Like you could, like indigenous Bahamian, like treats and stuff you would get from around town that you can't even get anymore. Like there used to be like this lady who made fudge. My mother would always go get like different types of fudge. You can still get fudge at Mortimer's actually. But there used to be these real traditional Bahamian bakeries and sweet shops and places you could get great confections, and they're kind of drying up. But maybe somebody's going to start bringing them back out, food trucks, XYZ. By the way, I'm going to once again tell you that the best bread in New Providence that I've had is at Twisted Delight, just there on Fox Hill Road, kind of tucked away opposite the entrance to SO on the Run. It's just amazing bread. All right. They used to make this, my grandma used to make bread like this years and years ago, but this is actually the best bread I think I've ever had in New Providence. All right, we got to take a break. We're going to be back, and we're going to talk more about some issues. On the other side, I got to address Minnis and Michael Pintard, because it's getting weird. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
How important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. From click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options, we're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches. Fidelity, we're good
for you. The most important thing in life is family. And whenever you need reliable advice, you look to the people you know you can trust. At J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers, we earn our clients' trust every day. Whether it's home, motor, travel, or commercial insurance, we've got you covered. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com.
J.S. Johnson Insurance.
Are y'all ready, kids?
Polly's Playhouse presents Polly's Pop-Up Party. Your friends, Polly, Baby Shark, Coco Melon, and Charlie the Bird will be there with kitty games, bouncing castles, face painting, food, beverages, and so much more. Showtime, 3 p.m., Saturday, May 28, 2022, at the William Thompson Auditorium at Bahamas Baptist College. Gates open 12 until 6 p.m. Tickets, $10. Sold at Snatch and Go, East Street South. For contact, 544-1510. Or visit the Instagram or Facebook page.
We'll be right back.
I'm so sorry. Was my mic not on that entire time? I've been talking for like 2 minutes. I'll start over. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Revolution here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. All right, guys. The FDA and Smucker's is recalling select Jif peanut butter products. All right. Because they found salmonella. That could make you sick. So the affected products can be identified with lot codes between 127-4425 and 214-0425. You can get that detailed information at the NassauGuardian.com or the official Nassau Guardian Facebook page. They're saying throw it away. All right. If you got that, if you got the GIF that may have the salmonella. Salmonella is not something you want to get. It could potentially kill you. So I ain't had Jif in like 40 years. I do Peter Pan. Like I do Crunchy, but I stopped eating it because it was so calorie dense. But if you're trying to bulk, you do peanut butter too. You make a nice shake with some peanut butter in it. But I only do Peter Pan Crunchy. The rest of it's for heathens. Okay, so as we speak, the Ministry of... I'm sorry. As we speak, the public service officers who work for the Ministry of Finance are gathering at the OPM. So we got our reporters out there at the OPM. Kimsley Ferguson is furious with what Pia Glover-Roll is saying. I'm getting some information that there was an approval for the salary increases from the Office of the Financial Secretary as far back as 2020. And that is apparently what the financial officers were going off of. But I talked to someone in the familiar with the public service who said that they can't just go off of that. It still has to go to the Public Service Commission. All right. Skippy peanut butter. Boy, I see Skippy in a while. I do Peter Pan. Right. I like brand names. You could like style me. Just like, well, Skippy is a brand name, but still. I like the expensive stuff. And they had Libby's peanut butter? No. All right. Let me quickly, before we get an update on what's going on at the ministry, let me just quickly go over this. And I want to get into it tomorrow, too. But we got Miss Yang coming tomorrow to hang out with us for a while. I want to help you to understand that Michael Pintard has a major problem whose name is Hubert Alexander Minnis. All right. Now, Pintard spoke out a few days ago about Minnis's public commentary not being helpful. Like he says stuff like tax the rich and yada, yada, yada. And, you know, you're a distraction. All right. Now, I understand FNM's had a meeting yesterday and they were trying to discuss this. The thinking seems to be to express to the former prime minister that he must fall in line. The party has new leadership, and that leadership is Michael Pintard, Shenandoah Cartwright, Dr. Dwayne Sands. Here's the problem. Minnis don't care what y'all talking about. He is on his own run. Always has been. He ain't interested in what the clique talking about have to happen. He's interested in his own personal agenda and point of view. He ain't interested in the FNM as a brand throughout history. He's interested in what he dealing with and what he want to say. He's interested in defending his legacy. I think y'all should like excommunicate him from the FNM, but it's tricky because he's a former prime minister and he did win a general election, which as far as political parties go, is the ultimate victory. Like, yeah, you want to have like legacy change and all this, but you got to win an election to do that. Minnis did that for them. What part the last Christie administration played in that, you know, you'd have to, is arguable, I think, significant. But Minnis did win the election. So it's rough to go, okay, you took us to government. Now you're here, you lost when other prime ministers lost, but we don't want you to say anything or pop up. And the reason they have a problem with Minnis isn't because he deigns to speak about anything, because if Ingram says he wants to speak, we're going to go talk to Ingram. If Perry Christie says he wants to speak, we're going to go talk to Perry Christie. It's not going to be a problem. You're a former prime minister. We have no issue with talking to you, getting your insight. However, you can't be a former prime minister and still be in parliament and talking about policy positions that you're advocating that the government of the day should take, when that's not what the leadership of your party is saying. You're no longer in leadership, all right? I don't know why Minnis is still there. I would have packed my Georgie bundle and left and let somebody else go there to kind of have a clean slate. But the fact remains is Pintard has a Minnis problem that doesn't look like it's going away, okay? Now, Pintard also said he doesn't feel threatened by Minnis. Pintard, that's a mistake. Don't leave your back unguarded with Minnis lurking about. He ain't on your run. What's the movie? Go, you in danger. You in danger, girl. Molly, you in danger. Pintard, you in danger. Don't just leave Minnis to his own devices. Y'all watch him. Put someone like on him to like monitor him. My understanding is that he doesn't consult with the rest of the parliamentary caucus, which is his modus operandi for many years. But I'll tell you this. You underestimate Hubert Minnis politically at your own peril. I could, you go look for people who thought the world of him and then who got the sword not too long after. Go look for them now and go ask them the price of taking for granted what Hubert Minnis will or will not do. And you'll see that there's a long list. All right. All right. I'm trying to get an update from Berthany. I'm gonna cold call Berthany because I want an update. All right. I'm just gonna tell him I'm calling him. And let's see what's happening. We got a couple of reporters out there, but we're checking to see what's happening. I think Jasper's out there as well. Are we getting through to Berthany? We're not getting through to Berthany. All right. Things are heating up at the Ministry of Finance. I want to know what's going on. I want to know all these people's business. Now, Kimsley Ferguson. Let me sit here. Hold on. Okay. Yeah, there's a lot of people out here. Finance officer. Pia Glover is essentially saying that you guys adjusted your own salary without permission. This is Kimsley. Let's look at Kimsley. Is he going to speak? They're taking too long. Boy, all y'all bunch up together. Y'all don't know the Rona. Out here. This is a serious charge that Pia Glover leveled against these finance officers. Very serious. Anyway, Kimsley looked like he ain't ready to talk yet. All right, let me do some text messages. We'll go from there. And this says, Minnis didn't win the election in 2017. The Bahamian people voted Perry Christie out. The last time we voted for a PM was Hubert Ingram and Pinling. You're probably right. Yeah, look at all these people. Boy, y'all got a problem? Out at the Ministry of Office of the Prime Minister. All these people work for Brave, right? He's Minister of Fine. Y'all, he know y'all outside? Y'all need to get to work. Okay. This says, why need to talk to the BPSU president on the matter of the finance officer's supposed overpayment? He would have been involved in the negotiations that relate to this. Says, is Lenny going to be there? And will he bring Jason Momoa? Because that could be classified as XTYJ for that day. Lenny Kravitz? I don't know. All right. I got a document as well that outlines what they're saying. All right. This says cabinet revised career path and salary scales for accounting and audit officers. Memorandum by the Minister of Finance. This is dated 19th of June, 2020. The Minister of Finance at that time would have been K. Peter Turnquest. Subsequent to cabinet memorandum, 18349 and conclusion ICC 181820, cabinet colleagues would recall the need for the Ministry of Finance to enhance its current financial and accounting teams at the Treasury and throughout the public service. In addition to adopting accounting standards, implementing new systems, overhauling accounting procedures and processes, there's a need for the Ministry of Finance to obtain and retain highly qualified personnel in order to maintain stability and tenure in this critical subset of professionals. Future of the Treasury Department, Office of the Auditor General, Internal Audit Unit necessitates a cadre of young, professionally qualified and competent accountants and auditors. In order to attract such persons to the public service and keep them, it is logical that the public sector salaries be adjusted to remain somewhat competitive with those offered in the private sector, for certain. Because of the relatively low salary scale ranges for accounting personnel in the public service, three persons who were recruited during the last year resigned from the Treasury Department within 3 to 8 months of assuming duty. During the recent recruitment exercise, some 12 persons declined the offer of appointment because of the more lucrative remuneration they're able to receive in the private sector. To avoid losing current and prospective professionals to the private sector, the Ministry of Finance recommends that the career path and salary scales be upgraded effective January 2020. In addition to other employee incentives indicated below, the Ministry of Finance seeks cabinet approval to upgrade the salaries of accounting and auditing personnel, revise the career path for accounting and audit officers, including post requirements, salary increases, elimination of certain posts, et cetera, introduce certain promotion criteria, including assessment exercises, implement financial reward systems for high flyers, promote certain long-serving, high-performing experienced officers who lack the required professional qualifications. Okay. Attached is a comparative analysis of salaries at various accounting levels. Annex 2 is an outline of the proposed salary scale. All right. Now, this proposal, so I don't know where the actual approval is. This is what I'm looking to find. All right, Bethany, those are doing the interview. All right, let me see if I can patch in over the phone. I haven't tried Bethany again. I want to hear what Kimsley's saying.
Referring to illegal payments. Again, there are policies that govern the public service. What we are actually concerned about is there was a circular sent out to directors and permanent secretary. I hold a copy in my hand and I would read. It says, please be advised by ICC 2026 meeting conclusion, 8 approval was granted the creation of post and upgrade of scales for the Treasury Department and internal audit with effect from the 1st of January 2020. Kindly take note of the upgraded posts, scales, and effective dates. Grateful if your post qualifications and salary books are upgraded. This was forwarded to all permanent secretaries, heads of department, finance officers, and directors. This is what you call instructions and approval. And so this document is signed Donella Bodie.
Yeah. Okay.
And so is there anyone here by the name of Donella Bodie?
No.
And so today, I know her to be, at that particular point, the permanent secretary charged with responsibility for the Ministry of the Public Service. And so there is no question today as to whether or not these persons were properly paid. A cabinet conclusion was done, which addressed the challenge that we faced in attracting the talent of accounting personnel to the public service. And so hence, because a number of persons would have even declined the offer to be accounting and audit officers in the public service, the government made a decision to make the salaries a bit more attractive, to attract the best and brightest minds in this country. And so the conclusion is there, the circular is there, it went through the proper process, pay the people their money. Now, there is one concern. Public service policy indicates that once a salary scale is adjusted, persons move laterally into the same scale that they occupied. If you were in scale 5, then in the old scale, you went to scale 5 in the new scale. And so we expect that that adjustment will be made and the variances that are outstanding be paid to these hardworking employees.
Met with your union body last night to chart the way forward if nothing was done. What is the union planning on doing?
We met with the membership on last evening in goodly numbers, and a decision was made to reject the counterproposal, which is recommending that public servants receive their own increment as an increase, the increment that they are actually entitled to. We take this as a slap in face, and it is unacceptable. We have decided to reject that. Our decision as to what we're going to do will come shortly after the budget is read.
Amen. Amen. Yes.
Okay. That's
talk to some of these fine ladies. Talk to some of these ladies. Talk to some of these ladies.
Okay. That's Kimsley Ferguson, who's claiming that she's got a letter from Donella Bodie. I thought Donella Bodie was at education. They moved her. They move permanent secretaries all the time. He's got a letter from Donella Bodie, who he says said that she approved these increases. Okay? So if Donella Bodie, she's the permanent secretary of the Ministry of the Public Service. That's what Kimsley said. I remember being in education. But anyway, if Kimsley says so. She's the permanent secretary of the Ministry of Public Service. So then the public service approved the increases, right? Donella Bodie's the permanent secretary of the public service. Where's the disconnect? I'm missing something critical here. Because if Kimsley's saying that Donella Bodie sent a message to all the financial officers that they had stuff approved, then that should be legit. So what am I missing here that Pia Glover Roll is discussing? Because she says there was an audit done. So I want to understand. It says Juan Donella Bodie was the permanent secretary in public service at the time. The circular is only one step in the process. Okay. Okay. The Public Service Commission. Okay. So even if Bodie is acknowledging that there's been approval, the Public Service Commission still has to send that back to say that they can now get the salary increase. Oof. Jesus, this, yeah. I mean, it's been working for a while, but this is complicated stuff. But I get it. I get it. You got to be careful about government funds, you know, because the government's spending hundreds of millions of dollars in salaries every year. So I get it. Okay. So I need to talk to Pia Glover-Roll to understand. I need to understand, because someone explained it to me, the steps in the process. So I need to understand which step was missing. Was it the Public Service Commission? And I know the Public Service Commission has to give the final approval. All right. And that can often take a long time because the Public Service Commission is overworked. Okay. From what I understand, Donella Bodie approved, sent a circular saying that those things have been approved. The Public Service Commission now has to come back. So how, without the Public Service Commission, do financial officers approve the increases, particularly giving themselves an increase? All right, we got to take a break. We'll be back shortly. We'll try to figure out a bit more of what is going on. All right. This seems... Anyway, I don't know that it is political, and because Kimberly Ferguson was pretty vocal during the last administration as well. But I'm not sure if the cabinet approval represents final approval. I'm not sure if Donella Bodie, the permanent secretary of the public service, sending a circular is final approval. If it is, why is the minister saying it's not? And where are we with the Public Service Commission? So there's a lot of holes in this and something that's heating up that's clearly an issue. And I want to know what's going on with my $4 million. That's my money. All right. I just went to the store, gave them all the VAT. That's my money. Okay. We'll be right back after this. Stay tuned.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Burger King Nassau is bringing you the delicious taste of Philly cheese in three mouth-watering varieties. Enjoy the great taste of Philly cheese with your choice of flame-grilled beef, crispy chicken, or try out BK's plant-based beef version. BK's Philly cheese has all the fixings you love, including lots of melted cheese, caramelized onions, bell peppers, and mushrooms on a sesame seed hoagie bun. Try the new Philly cheese as a combo or as part of the King's Feast at any of BK's seven locations. Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
You do coffee your way.
Double shot, decaf, cappuccino.
Light roast, Colombian, no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
Five-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online. Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch.
For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance agents and brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
Why you look so mashed up, like clothes at the washer?
No, boy, just a hard day. What?
Hard day? What happened? The breakfast lady ran out of tuna and gritsy.
We need to start joking about everything, you know. This serious, boy. This real serious, boy.
Boy, what's serious? Tell me.
All right, well, today, boss gave us boy one big, big contract. And nobody else get a chance and nobody say nothing.
Boy, you know that ain't right. You know government contracts ain't supposed to go that way.
Yeah, but nobody's saying nothing. Boss man just tell people to sign the papers. Then he sent me to meet his boy downtown and collect this envelope.
You need to tell somebody. You need to become a whistleblower.
You know I's a real man, but I never blow no whistle. I be drunk all my life in Junkano.
No way. A whistleblower is someone who tells people what they see when they see something wrong happening at work.
But I ain't no whistleblower, and I ain't no snitch. I still wait there, you know.
But ain't nobody gonna know it's you. All you gotta do is call Crime Stoppers, or you could text them from inside the Crack Crime Bahamas app. They don't ask about you, and your call goes straight through to Miami, so nobody know you is. And if you text, your message get mixed up like Kong Salad.
Calls 308-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the revolution. I will admit that I am not 100% on public service protocol in terms of who gets a raise and how that happens and who inputs it. So I'm approaching this from a place of ignorance, all right? And which is okay. I don't know every process with everything. I'm going to seek to educate myself about this, but it's not lining up to me. All right. So what Pia Glover-Ola is saying is that $4 million was paid out without proper approval from the public service. Kimsley Ferguson is saying Donella Bodie's circular represents approval. So we know this for certain, is that public finance officers paid themselves, all right, or approved for themselves $4 million in raises. That's seems to be what both sides are saying, that they paid out, that $4 million was paid and approved by a public service officer, done by public service officers, financial officers. All right. So I don't hear anybody saying that that's not true, that nothing happened with the $4 million. Pia Glover-Ola says there's an audit that shows $4 million paid out incorrectly, and now they're seeking recovery. Well, listen, I can help you. I don't like too much mix up. Me, I'm Minister of Finance. I can go work this out. Stuff happens. People protest. People come outside your office and people walk off. That happens. But I don't see Brave Davis letting this linger. And he probably didn't understand it was at this level of concern, because the man is prime minister. He got 20 cabinet ministers. Y'all got to do some work too. But now you're in front of my office. You're protesting. We were having cabinet inside here, and you're now demanding that the minister of state for the public service back up what she's claiming. So as far as I'm aware, $4 million did get paid out. Now we're just trying to figure out if everything was properly done. According to Pia Glover-Ola and the audit, which I haven't had sight of, no. Proper procedure was not followed. According to Kimsley Ferguson, yes. All right, both things can't be true. So we're going to have to figure it out. Lang is next. He's intimately familiar with the public service, so hopefully he can shed some light on it. This says, now we got Dwayne Sands is weighing in too. This is a serious charge. All right. Oh no, Dwayne Sands talking about Joe Beth and the blaze up. We can get to that. Don't worry. This is very serious stuff. This is not something that, it's not light. That's not a light charge to make, because you're entrusted with the government funds. Let me read some of these things. This is, meanwhile, Simon Wilson, the financial secretary, paid himself $350,000 yesterday. Now, didn't the Wilson thing have to do with when he was put on leave? I guess he wasn't getting paid all his proper stuff the whole time. Great show as usual, Juan. You're 100% correct. Bahamians, you're 100% Bahamian, so you'd rather lose both your legs than have something go wrong with your equipment. Well, it's only your leg. Mr. McCartney, this is to do with COVID testing at the Kendall Isaacs gym. How can you tell who's positive in that crowd? Everyone is on the same line. Just don't know how safe getting tested is. George Michael, why can't you do it? Why can't you set your monkey free? Always giving into it. Do you love the monkey or do you love me? I don't think he's talking about monkeypox. I think he's talking about addiction. if I remember correctly. Hi, Juan. You need to talk to the BPSU president on the matter of the finance officer's supposed overpayment. He would have been involved in negotiations related to this. We just heard from him. Juan, there's something strange about the Baby Shark song in that commercial. And that's a weird triggering effect. This is the second time I heard it. And I got anxious for that moment. I know it's weird. Don't laugh. It is pretty weird. It says financial secretary means Minnis walked in the office until Marlin approved that. Well, Minnis wouldn't have been Minister of Finance at the time. Juan, the finance officers are gathered now. Yeah. I was listening. Juan, they've been ignoring the Department of Information Technology for years. Ms. Glover has no idea what she's talking about. She does not know how people work under PSs and managers who hide our files and treat us bad for years. Our matters need attending to now. Well, I'll tell you what. There was a lady who, let me try not to narrow it down so you could figure it out. It says this money was paid when Minnis was PM. Oh, I see. Okay. Now I understand what's happening. The money was paid out during the last administration, but an audit found that it was not properly done. And now the ministry wants to recover the money because they say it wasn't properly paid out. That's what's happening. Okay. I'm sorry. We had to learn about it together. I could understand that. So Marlon Johnson and Peter Turnquist, those, they put through the increases, but an audit found that it wasn't properly done. The money was paid out during the last administration. Davis administration comes into power. Pia Glover rolls Minister of State for Public Service. The internal audit comes back, and the internal audit says this was not properly done. Therefore, the money needs to come back to the government. And then we see how it's properly done. And these people are furious because they already got paid and they spent that money. I got you. So this would have been the fault of the former Minister of Finance and or Financial Secretary and or Minister for Public Service. Who was Public Service under Minnis? Hell, I can't remember. Okay, I got you. Now I'm clearer. This was money paid out during the previous administration. Now this administration is seeking to recoup that money because it said it wasn't paid out properly. Got it. All right. Good. I believe I'm up to speed as to exactly what the crux of the is. Rensel Roll was public service. Well, that might explain a lot. So, not to diss you, Rensel Roll. You know, we've had our disagreement. Come on, you know. That might explain something. Rensel Roll. Okay. All right. Because Rensel Roll fronted on me when I talked to him on the phone one time when they paid out all these public officers. The increments, like the $30 million. And then he came back and said, Juan didn't say, I was like, how you going to tell me what you told me that I'm wrong when you're the one who told it to me? I'm just saying what you said. Now, if you misspoke, say that. But don't tell me you didn't say that to me. I don't play with my stuff like that. If I don't know what I'm saying, I'll say I don't know what I'm saying. If you told me something and I repeat it, that's what you told me. Anyway, we got to go. I get it now. Took a while to get there. Pia Glover could have done a better job of explaining that. But I do understand now what I think is happening. So this would have been Minnis' fault, Peter Turnquist's fault, Marlon Johnson fault. Shout out to Marlon Johnson over the central bank. And Brenzel Roll's fault. Got it. All right, we got to go. We'll be back tomorrow, Lord willing. You guys take care out there and have a great day, Bahamas. Z Live off the record with Shivargo Lang is up next.